I would like to ask Richard Kogut, Deputy Director of Support for Farmers at the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, to start this this session. Richard, the floor is yours.
Thank you for allowing us, Poland, the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development, to present the use of financial instruments that are supported by the Rural Development Program. And well, we would like to share our experience. I'm going to talk from the point of view of the managing authority that is in charge of designing the whole system, while in the next presentations, you're going to hear the experience of all the individual stakeholders, such as ARMA, BGK, bank, and some commercial banks that are involved in lending with guarantees coming from the Agricultural Guarantee Fund. Why don't we move on to slide three, jump over to slide three. And in this slide, I would like to touch upon some of the legislative instruments that allow the member states to design and implement financial instruments. So there's one regulation that governs the establishment and implementation of financial instruments within all funds and programs that are financed by the EU, and that is Regulation 1303/2013. While with respect to specifically rural funds, we have 1305/2013, another regulation. Now in Poland, in the Polish law, support within the European Agricultural Guarantee Fund and EAFRD is governed by a law on supporting rural development with the participation of the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development. Another document that is of key importance that allows us to implement financial instruments and take other actions is the Rural Development Program 2014-2020, which is prepared by the managing authority and agreed in the monitoring committee and then approved by the European Commission. Next slide, please. Thank you. Regarding further documents, an important one is the financing agreement concluded between the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development and BGK Bank, which defines financial instruments and governs the implementation of such instruments. I would like to note another important document that is drawn up before a decision is made regarding how financial instruments are going to be implemented, and that is the ex ante evaluation, which defines the parameters of financial instruments, the target group. But that is something that I'm going to discuss with further slides as I move on. Here you can see details about the budget appropriated by Poland to financial instruments in 2014-2020. As mentioned earlier by Director Grążka, this financial perspective, 2014-2020, is the first financial perspective in which Poland is implementing financial instruments dedicated strictly to farmers and the agri-food sector. Therefore, they are pilot instruments. The entire financial instrument budget in this perspective amounts to 68.6 million euros, 50 million for guarantees, and the rest of it is interest subsidies for revolving credits. Next slide, please. Now, regarding the preparation of financial instruments, the key document, as mentioned earlier, and the key task that needs to be fulfilled before a decision is made to implement a financial instrument is ex ante evaluation. And that evaluation answers the following question: is there a financial gap at all? What risk there is of non-repayment? So how needed is a guarantee for a case where the borrower is not repaying the loan? And then who should be the target group for this financial instrument? What nature should, what kind of an instrument should it be? Should it be a preferential loan, a grant offered by cooperative banks or a commercial bank? Now, based on our analysis, we concluded, and that was based on our research, that the risk, the guarantee-related risk in the farming sector is 23%. Now, the target group, as indicated by our research, by our analysis, the demand for guarantee loans is 30 to 70% as divided between farmers and agri-food processors. So 30% is farmers and 70% would be agri-food processors. Regarding financial instruments, they are focused on supporting micro, small, and mid-sized companies. Our evaluation has shown that the financial leverage is going to be 5.8, assuming that the average value of guarantee is at 75%. With such parameters, the determination was made that in extending 50 million euros as part of RDP, we'll be able to offer loans at the rate of 1.1 billion zlotys. So that risk evaluation allowed us to determine the parameters of the financial instrument in view of market needs. Next slide, please. Now, this slide shows you some details regarding the financial instrument. In view of the fact that financial instruments in Poland are offered on a pilot basis, we found that it is best to appropriate 50 million zlotys from RDP. Our ex ante evaluation has shown that the financial financing gap is 2.8 billion euros, nearly. Although this figure may differ depending on the method used to arrive at it and what group of stakeholders is considered and what specific sector is considered, whether it's all agricultural sectors or only some of them. Now, regarding the type of support, we concluded, based on our research, that the need for support within the framework of the financial instrument is on their two measures, the modernization of farms and the measure that concerns processing. For the modernization of farms, we have made an offer to growers, producers, farmers, while with respect to agricultural product processing and marketing, we went to micro, small, and mid-sized companies that process agricultural products and market them. Now, regarding the type of aid, we took account of the multiplier effect and decided that the optimal type of aid would be a guarantee. So for these two measures, the decision was made to use the European Agricultural Fund for Rural Development to offer a guarantee that is going to be extended to banks that lend directly to borrowers. With respect to amounts here, the maximum guarantee for farmers would be 5 million zlotys, while the maximum guarantee to be offered to processors would be 10 million zlotys. The maximum guarantee amount would amount to 80% of the loan. And the loan periods, well, we took care to make sure we have the right loan period. So farmers always request long-term, and in the case of investment loans, the crediting period is 183 months, while in the case of working capital loans, it is 51 months. Next slide, please. Now, this summarizes the institutional framework that is used to implement financial instruments. On top, we have the Ministry of Agriculture and Rural Development, which is the managing authority. It is responsible for designing the entire system and agreeing it to achieve the approval, to attain the approval of the European Commission. The Ministry also signs financing contracts with BGK Bank, which is the implementing authority, while the Agency for the Restructuring and Modernization of Agriculture is a paying agency in Poland, and it's responsible for making disbursements to BGK Bank, and it's also carries out controls, audits, and inspections. While BGK Bank is the implementing entity, it selects banks, signs contracts with banks, and provides the banks with guarantees, allowing them to extend loans to farmers or agri-food processors. So the final link in the chain is commercial banks, which get in touch with our clients directly, meaning the farmers or processors, agri-food processors, and extend loans to them. Those banks, of course, before they extend loans, have to make sure that these beneficiaries meet access criteria and whether they are actually credit worthy. That, however, is something that is going to be touched upon by further speakers. Next slide, please. Now, this summarizes the individual steps in the implementation of financial instruments in Poland. All began in July 2019 when a financing agreement was signed by the Ministry of Agriculture with BGK Bank. regarding guarantees. This agreement set out the instrument's parameters and how it would be disseminated, as well as the risk management policy. In September-October 2019, the BGK signed operational agreements with lending banks, which lend to borrowers directly, while the first loan with a guarantee, an AGF guarantee, was granted in November 2019. As COVID came around, an annex was made in May 2020 to the agreement with BGK, special COVID agreements were granted. BGK started signing annexes with commercial banks in June 2020, and also in June 2020, the first COVID loans were granted by commercial banks. Since there was a whole temporary framework of state aid during the pandemic, these COVID agreements were to be extended through 2020. Now that's been extended to June 2021. Next slide, please. Now, this slide concerns the changes that resulted from the pandemic. As we all know, COVID-19 had a huge impact not only on agriculture, but also on the entire economy, as well as social life in Europe and the rest of the world. Because of the economic slowdowns and disruptions in economies, we decided to adopt a whole new product, and that's specifically working capital loans. That's because farmers complained facing liquidity problems, and therefore in mid-2020, a new financial instrument was adopted in the form of interest subsidies. For working capital loans, and that those working capital loans would not need to be combined with investments under RDP. The budget for financial instrument was also increased by 18.6 million euros. Next slide, please. Now this slide, and I'll go very briefly through it, showed you that the adoption of new instruments, and by the way, in Poland, agricultural instruments in Poland are pilots only. Now in 2020, a promotional campaign was carried out for financial instruments funded by EAFRD. This was on national television. It was also run in social media. Carried out by the Ministry of Agriculture, as well as the implementing entity, the bank. Finally, very briefly, I would like to tell you about our plans concerning the new financial perspective. What we're going to try to do is maintain support for farmers and processors in the sector in the form of financial instruments. And as of today, that support is expected to be to cover investment to increase the competitiveness of farms and to bring processors into the agri-food sector and improve its competitiveness as well. In the programming period, we want to spend more money on renewables as well as energy efficiency and environmental protection and combating climate change. At this stage, additional ex-ante valuations are being carried out, and on the basis of those, we're going to decide the final financial instruments that we're going to deploy in the agricultural sector in the new programming period. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard.